Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday. And super, you know what's special. Great? Is that this Friday, man, we've got you all set up for the entire morning, okay? We've got great experiences to bring you, as well as some good goodies, like at 7:10.
I would say the O-Town Showdown, okay? So all week, you've been gearing up for that July 7th race at Daytona International Speedway, the Coke Zero Sugar 400. So we got a pair of tickets to that, the final pair that we're giving away this week.
Which, I mean, come on, how blessed are we to be here in Central Florida where we have the International Speedway right there at our backyard? Yesterday, Slater and I hung out and we broke open the new H2O Glow at Disney.
I will say, if you like the dance scene and you like water parks, they combine it to one, and they have all the characters from Toy Story out there, too.
So that's at Typhoon Lagoon. And then at 8 o'clock, we're still going to try to hook you up. Tomorrow's going to be a huge day. Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, John Party. That show is going to be happening in the big Raymond James Stadium in Tampa.
And today, we're giving away 10 pairs at two locations, okay? So 10 pairs of tickets. The final 10 pairs that you can actually grab in hand from us.
Yeah.
Out there, okay? So we'll have all details on that, get you gamed up for it. And Ashley's All Access, less than 10 minutes away as well.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Oh, yeah. Jumping into the biggest stuff that's going on. Ashley giving the rundown and tossing it over to me. Blake and Gwen Stefani finally getting engaged. That in a minute. But today, a big day for Dan and Shay. Their self-titled album going to be released today. Ashley caught up with Shay Mooney talking about Dan and Shay's self-reflective, self-titled album.
With this album, we really wanted to make something that was reflective of ourselves. You know, life-changing things that happened to us, getting married and having a kid. And we have songs that are, you know, that reflect that.
Yeah, and you know what? That is so true, because after you get married, too, don't certain songs hit you a little more?
I think they have to. And like you said yourself, sometimes you see a Disney movie, you just break down in tears because your emotions are so raw at that point.
Life is different, yeah. So looking forward to this album and looking forward to talking to Dan and Shay a little bit later on today.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet. And Dan and Shay, you got to think, they got their start in New Faces Showcase. Okay, so if you do go out to any of these New Faces Showcase like we had earlier this week with Tyler Rich, another huge star that you can end up seeing for free.
Yeah, huge benefit to catch them early in their career, yeah.
Yeah, so Gwen and Blake, who over the last several years, everybody's like, they're going to have to get married, right? Like the love that they have on TV shows, like The Voice, and seeing them, well, they caught up with NBC's Sunday Today with Willie Geist. Blake getting very honest about the relationship.
Every day that goes by, it just feels like a stronger bond between the two of us, and it's constantly feels like it's going to the next level.
I don't know. Listen, hey, I'm all for love, but is anybody okay? Can I see a show of hands of people who just don't believe the relationship?
Here's why.
I just don't believe it.
And I totally get that, and 90% of the time I agree, but right now they're not teasing a new season of The Voice. They're not teasing a new Blake
album.
I get it.
What's the benefit?
The benefit is right now, I guess more than ever, my guess, by the end of the summer, he's going to pop the question. I think it's going to happen. Now, whether the wedding will happen, I guess we'll see. We'll see about that. Carrie Underwood, there are big questions if she actually is going to be the voice of Sunday Night Football, doing the whole theme song for it. Yes, she is, as we know. And there are pictures you can see through her Instagram. And we have up at K92.3 Orlando that you can see behind the scenes with production of that. As well as today, a huge day to giving you Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt tickets. We mentioned before, you want these, you need to have the K92.3 app. We're going to have the push notification sent out to you.
Right.
Where we're going to be, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock tonight. Make sure you got it.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K92.3.
You know what we absolutely love about this morning show is that I don't know how other morning shows can get away with just doing a show where they never give thanks to people out there who help make the world go round. This morning show, at this time, we always play the national anthem and send it out to a group of individuals. And what's crazy is that Slater and I were in here talking about, air conditioning. And the first day of summer started yesterday. Now, here for us Floridians, I mean, the first day of summer started in December.
2 months ago, maybe? Really started baking?
Yeah, well, I said December, but but yes, no, you're right. And these AC guys, you know, you think about You think about certain tasks or certain occupations that you have that are seasonal.
Yes.
You know, there are only certain moments in the year that you would need this individual who does whatever they do.
Yeah, so if we can throw it out to if any of you HVAC guys, I know a good friend of mine, David Rice, works corporately with businesses and also residentially trying to make sure that the ventilation, the AC specifically in your homes is okay. Okay, because if your AC goes out, my power went out a month ago, I thought I was going to die, and it was only a couple hours.
I mean, seriously.
That the AC was not on, and it heated up to 85 degrees in the house in only a couple hours.
Well, you know, last night we were out at Disney, and even just being outside, it was so hot. All of us were sweaty, so to you guys out there that this is your occupation, we just love you because you guys do come through when we need it. So to you guys, the National Anthem from this morning show.
When you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
City to city, the stakes are set. It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. So we're to understand we've got Lori of Port Orange.
Yes, good morning.
Hey. All right. You're going to be going up against Daniel of Eastside Orlando.
Yeah.
In the All right, so guys, this is the way the O-Town Showdown goes. We got a chance to celebrate you. Why don't you guys celebrate each other?
Good luck, Lori.
Thank you, Daniel. Good luck to you, too.
Oh.
You guys are sweet.
Yeah, wait, we can't have all this niceness. who wants to really win these tickets?
Oh, we both do.
Oh, it sounds like it.
You guys sound like a bunch of lollipops and gumdrops.
I love it.
All right, so here's the way the game is played. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here. Now, this girl, she's got three questions. The questions, they're not that hard, because it's not who's smart.
Nope.
It's who's quick. Using their sound, having the right answer, that's how you win this here showdown, all right?
All right.
Okay, so let's get those buzzer sounds from you two, all right? This is going to be the sound that you make when you think you're right. Ladies first, Lori of Port Orange, what's that sound?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoa.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, whoop,
whoop. Yeah. I just woke up about 10 minutes ago.
Nice. Okay. That works. Daniel of Eastside Orlando, what's going to be your sound when you think you're right?
Bingo.
Bingo.
Ah, nice.
This is a favorite is that game.
Is that where we can catch you on Friday nights at the VFW?
Not at the VFW, but at the church, yeah.
Oh, okay. Love it. Hallelujah. All right. So, guys, let's get those sounds one more time for people just joining us. Lori of Port Orange.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Daniel of Eastside Orlando.
Bingo.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number one. Who was created by Geppetto, the woodcarver?
Bingo.
Oh, that was Daniel.
Pinocchio.
Yes.
Yes,
he was.
Good deal. All right, Daniel, representing Eastside Orlando with one. Lori, you need at least one to stay in the game.
Oh, and I knew that answer. I just wasn't quick enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. So close. Mm-hmm. Question two. How many wives did Henry VIII have?
Bingo.
Daniel?
5.
Oh, okay. Okay, for the steal, Lori?
I'll guess for 8.
No. How many?
6 wives.
That's a lot of wives.
I can barely deal with one.
That's a lot of nagging.
Whatever.
All right, guys. New question number 2.
All right, here we go. Question 2. Name one of the artists you could win tickets to see with K92.3's Sold Out Summer.
Bingo.
Oh, man, that was Daniel again. Man. Is that B in Bingo?
Dierks Bentley?
Yes!
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! That's all you need right here is 2, and you are the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
You get it, Daniel.
You're going to the Coke Zero Sugar 400.
Woohoo! That's awesome!
Yeah! Wow. Now, Lori, come on in here, girl. We want a big air hug.
Come on in here.
Yeah, see?
Oh,
see?
Ready
Thank
to.
You so much.
Yeah, that's don't think love. Of it as an imaginary so hug when you've got all of Central Florida with their arms
that's
open.
Right.
That's love.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. What a way to start a day. Thank you.
Aww. Thank you. And thank you for participating in another edition of
The Old Town Showdown.
So good.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood. Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
K92.3.
It's a good Friday, y'all. It's K92.3. Obie, Ashley,
good
Slater
morning.
In here. And the reason why we say it's a good Friday is because we know that tomorrow you're going to want to be part of this Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, John Party show, right? And maybe you don't have your tickets yet. I know
Ooh.
We talked to a lot of people earlier this week at Cowboys that they were like, I just got to get my tickets.
Yes.
We've got 10 pair today.
Exactly. So, yeah, we've been doing it with K92.3 Sold Out Summer, but this is completely different. Today, out in the streets, AJ is going to be out somewhere here in Central Florida at 5 o'clock. So you get off of work today, go find AJ. He's got 10 pairs of these tickets, but the key is to have the K92.3 app.
Yeah, that's going to give you the upper hand. That's going to give you the advantage when it comes time to getting that text message that tells you exactly where and when he's going to be. But you have to have the K92.3 app.
Which, by the way, it's free. Just make sure your push notifications are turned on. And that's how you're going to get your hands on those Luke Bryan tickets for tomorrow.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3.
So what's great about this show is that we are the trust tree,
here
right?
We go.
That's
right.
We are, yeah.
This is
so.
This is an open table. We are a family where we can discuss stuff,
it's
right?
It's true.
We are family.
Okay, so as much as I love my Carl Black, black truck,
yeah.
My Denali. I love it. But I've added some accessories to it, which I think I've been killing my battery as of lately.
Yeah.
The lights underneath.
Yes.
Yeah, the ones you keep getting pulled over for.
Yeah.
Red and blue, not okay.
Yes,
Trust tree.
Anyways, I do need someone to rewire those lights because it's killing my battery. Nevertheless, my truck has been out of commission because of that for the past 2 days. And not one of you. Has taken my Uber story about the fact that I've had to take an Uber to work at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Not one of you has even offered to pick me up.
You live like 30 minutes away from me. I'd have to get up another extra hour and a half to
yeah.
come get you.
And you what? Know what? It's your own fault for having those lights.
Yes.
Okay? You're not the police.
This is, oh my God. Don't even go there. This is not even about that. This is about the fact that we're a team. One of us goes down, the other's there to pick the other
Listen,
person up.
Listen, I wanted you to ride to work by yourself so you could really focus the way you normally do. I know the
what?
Uber
uh-huh.
wouldn't want to talk to you that early in the morning so you could come to work in silence.
And, no. you're giving them a job. Way
exactly.
to go.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
We were
God.
Looking out for the Uber drivers.
Yeah, we love
meanwhile,
you,
Uber. This week I'm $80 in the hole from Ubering.
Suck
hey,
it.
You can
suck it. What the?
Bobby and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3. Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Trevor, what part of Orlando are you in?
Baldwin Park, man.
Oh,
you're Ashley's neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about your date.
Yeah, I mean, we met at this dog training spot, and it seemed like she was pretty cool. You know, so we struck up a conversation, exchanged numbers, and we set up for a date. As far as I know, everything went great. You know, I packed up some lunch, and then we met up at the dog park. You know, the blanket,
wow.
you know, the bottle of wine, the whole nine.
Man,
really
okay,
nice.
I like this.
Was she impressed?
Yeah, she was very appreciative of it. You know, it was a nice time. The weather was beautiful. It was a good time at the park.
So then what happened?
I don't know what happened. I've been calling her since maybe a day after the date, and I'm getting nothing. Voicemails, nothing. I even, like, text messages, nothing. Even emailed her.
Your little picnic. Did you bring anything that she was allergic to?
No. I mean, we had a good time. We both brought our puppies and everything, and we talked beforehand at the training class, so no. Okay. She ate everything.
All right. Well, again, all we're going to do is try to get Rachel on the line, all right? We appreciate you giving us her number. And if you don't mind, we're going to call her right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
All right. Don't say anything until we bring you in.
Hello?
Yes, we're looking for Rachel, please.
Yes, last we're calling.
Rachel, good morning. This is Obi right here, Ashley right there.
Hi.
We are the morning show radio hosts for K92.3.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're on the radio right now talking to a gentleman who took you on a great date. It sounded like a really nice date, but now you're not getting back to him.
Oh, goodness.
Well, the cool thing about this, Rachel, is that Trevor's pretty much already filled us in on everything, that you guys have puppies and you met at, like, the training classes and he took you out.
Wow. So he's already called you guys? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all we really want is kind of like your side to find out what went wrong if he did such a great job during his date.
Well, I wouldn't. Okay. So I wouldn't so much say that it was him. I think his dog was the devil.
What?
What?
I have such an awesome dog. Like, my dog is very outgoing, even tempered and gentle. And I think his dog had horns.
Well, if you don't mind us asking, because Ashley and I both own dogs. What breed is yours?
I have a lab.
Aww. What kind did he have?
Oh, my goodness. Like a little bitty Doberman Pinscher. I'm not sure. Mixed with the devil. I think it was mixed with the devil.
But hadn't you seen his dog? Your guys' dogs hadn't been together before?
I mean, so we're in, they're in this class together. I get it, but it's totally different.
Okay, all right. Okay, so let's be fair to Trevor, who's been on the line waiting and listening the entire time.
Oh, God.
Wow, really?
Devil dog?
My dog. You're going to call my dog the devil?
I mean, come on. Now, we had a great time. Except the dogs didn't have a great time. How would that look if our dogs don't get along? It's like our kids, right?
All right, wait. It's not even that serious, but please. My dog, listen to me when I say Woody is an angel, all right?
Woody?
It's not my fault. Your dog's a little bit of a powder puff. Maybe need to tough it up.
You mean to tell me the dog with red eyes is loving and caring? Is that what you're going to say? And doesn't know how to act around all the other dogs when it's in class? Come on. You need to teach him to respect everybody.
So, guys,
everything. He made this great lunch. He made, and his dog ate everything.
His dog ate your dinner?
Did not eat everything. He did not eat everything. I gave him some food off of my plate, and he went back to playing with her really? Soft snowflake dog.
Was it playing or was it scaring him?
Okay.
I don't know. Tell your dog to grow up here.
So, guys, let's get down to the bottom of this. Is just that your dogs don't get along, but you guys get along. Why can't we do a second date without the dogs?
I just cannot get along with someone that doesn't get along with my dog.
You know what? I'm good.
I have some respect for other dogs.
So no second date then?
Nah, hell no.
Wow.
Man. Trevor, I'm sorry we couldn't make this work for you, man. I know you wanted things to work out, but now we all know why it didn't.
Hey, it's okay, man. There'll be more dog training classes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
bring
your dog,
go
fetch another tail.
Oh.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
So we just played that second date update where the both of them, their dogs did not get along, and she was not cool with that. Is that a deal breaker, though?
I mean, it was for Trevor, and it was for her. They didn't see eye to eye. I would say if it depends on if the dog's getting aggressive, where you actually, like, they can't be in the same room. Like, barking's one thing. Sometimes they warm up.
I mean, but that's an animal that's only going to survive so much. Like, I felt bad for Trevor because there's an opportunity at love, which lasts a lot longer than an animal's life. So I guess the question is how do we put this out to everybody?
How about it's a deal breaker? You're with somebody, your dog doesn't like them, or your cat even doesn't like who you're with.
Your cat.
Does that mean that the relationship's done?
All right, let's bring you into the show with Chime Time. 844-254-9232. Hey.
Good morning, Obi and Ashley.
Hey.
There is.
Woo-hoo. I wanted to comment on the second date update.
Yeah, okay.
Definite deal breaker if I was going to date somebody and they had a dog and I had a dog and the dogs didn't get along. Just my opinion, though.
Yeah, I mean, there is something that the animals can sense that we can't, you know?
That is correct. I was just getting ready to say animals are a much better judge of character than we are.
All right, you, it's Chime Time.
Hey, it's Thomas Rhett. It's Chime Time. 844-254-9232. Call right now.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update
on K92.3.
It's Chime Time. We appreciate you jumping in on this, where if your pet doesn't like the person who you're dating, is that a deal breaker?
I have a red-nosed pit bull. When I was single, if he liked a female, he would go up and put his nose on her chest. And if he didn't like her, he would sit between us.
Wow.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
All right, Chime Time. So does it matter if your pet, whether it's your cat, your dog, your lizard hates the person that you're dating? Does that matter, Slater?
They have to. I've actually, there was a family friend that wasn't invited to our wedding because we were having our dog at our wedding, and the dog didn't like them. So they did not get an invitation to the wedding.
Oh, my God. Because
the dog would go nuts. Like, you know, if you put catnip around a cat, the cat acts like all like crazy spazzy. That's exactly what my dog did. So we said, oh, we got to cut somebody. We're looking at the list, and we're like, Jeremy's got to go, right?
Oh my God. All right, so to you, does it matter?
Hey, yes. For the topic of the dogs, I think it totally matters.
Yeah?
I have my dog, Buddy. I've had him for years now, actually. Me and one of my best friends rescued him when he was a puppy, only a couple months old.
Aww.
And yeah, he's like 8 or 9 now, but I'm sorry. If he doesn't like the female, then I don't like her.
Wow.
That's just plain and simple.
All right.
Cool. Yeah. All right. K92.3, if your dog doesn't like the person you're dating, does that matter?
Absolutely. Dogs can sense the personality. And the other thing too, the dog in the, second date update, they pick up personalities of their owners. If the dog's a little snippy, it sounds like the owner was, too.
Oh, wow. You're right.
K92.3, good morning.
Good morning, Obie and Ashley.
Good morning. Hey. All right, so talk to us about your dog.
So my dog is a 15-pound rat terrier, and he's super affectionate, super loving. It's really well-behaved and quiet.
Aw.
I think it does matter because the guy I'm with now, my dog loves him, is always cuddling him and wants to be like right on top of him.
Uh-huh.
And my ex, he wanted nothing to do with him. He would stay in my bedroom. He wouldn't come out when he was there.
Wow. That is so interesting.
They know.
Yeah, he did. And thank God, because I was like, ooh, that's kind of shady. And we broke up and I was really happy about it.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.